It's time for this week's exam, our weekly examination of issues in education from KBIA News. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Coming up later in the show, is a college education still worth the price? And we start our show not too far from that idea, with what's also the big news of the day. The University of Missouri Board of Curators has voted to approve a 3% tuition increase for in-state undergraduate students. That's much lower than what had been discussed in the last few weeks, and it'll leave the system with a projected $47.1 million budget gap. UM System President Tim Wolf says he doesn't know yet how they'll make up this difference, but layoffs are not out of the question.
We are trying to do our best to save every single role that we've got. But unfortunately, the budget challenge that's presented to us just won't allow for that to happen.
Meantime, the measure will increase out-of-state tuition by 7.5%, just weeks after the news that the University of Missouri had more students apply from out-of-state than in-state for the first time in its history. Wolf just took office as new University of Missouri System President last Wednesday. That same day, he sat down with local reporters for a quick Q&A session about his new position. KBIA's Harum Helmy has more.
With proposed budget cuts and tuition increases, Tim Wolf has his work cut out for him as the new UM system president.
Lots of plans. What we're doing is the general officers and I are getting together to talk about what I've observed in the last 60 days and going to all the campuses. We're going to talk about those observations, talk about some of the priorities that are in front of us right now.
Since the December 13th announcement that he would be hired for the job, Wolf has hit the ground running. He's moved into Providence Point, the president's residence in Columbia. He's been to all four of UM system campuses, as well as the healthcare and extension sites. He's also been in touch with Governor Jay Nixon.
And we would like to make Missouri as attractive as we possibly can for employers to potentially relocate to Missouri or expand their presence. So we've had conversations about that. And one of the challenges is making sure that we have an educated workforce where we're in the upper 30% in terms of people that have adults that have a college education. We want to get it to 60%.
Earlier this month, Nixon amended the proposed 12.5% budget cut to higher education, lowering them to 7.8%. Wolf says this is a sign of the governor's continuing support for the field.
That being said, we still have some challenges relative to how we invest the dollars that we have coming in from the tuition, coming in from the state, invest it in the right way.
Wolf's appointment marks the second time in a row that the UM Board of Curators has picked a businessman and not an academic for the presidential office. In his 30-year experience in the software industry, Wolf says he's learned about working with limited resources and gathering up creative thinkers to solve problems together.
That's what I've learned more than anything else, is that the best decision comes out of a conversation with a group of very bright, creative people that are invested in whatever the solution is that comes up out of that conversation. So what I think I can bring is to facilitate those conversations.
The system's general counsel, Stephen Owens, filled in as interim president in the past year while the board looked for a more permanent fit for the job. Owens says the search process that led to Wolf's appointment was highly thorough.
They had a good process, I thought. They went out beforehand and talked to many people in the state about what they wanted to see in the next president. They adhered to their schedule as well as their process and came up with a good result. So we look like we're in good hands.
Tim Wolf is an alumnus of both Rockbridge High and the MU School of Business. He says he hopes his new job will be a very, very long and the last position of his career. Harum Helmy, KBIA News.
With the cost of college education continuing to increase and state funding simultaneously decreasing, some are beginning to question the value of attending a university at all. In his e-book, Is a College Education Still Worth the Price?, MU English professor Richard Schwartz reminds students why their education has become so costly. Schwartz says that the more vocational education system universities have developed isn't preparing students as well for the world. He spoke with KBIA's Aaron Dismeyer.
What are your thoughts on the possibility of even higher college costs because of the proposed government cuts to higher education?
Well, I don't see anything but higher costs. I don't see how they're going to go down. You might see them being held. You might see the situation being ameliorated slightly, but you're not going to see radically lower costs. So I think there are ways that costs can be reduced, but the problem is that I don't see the states increasing their support for public education.
Your book's description, questions the value of college education in terms of intellectual importance in addition to financially. Can you kind of expand on that?
The choices that have been made, the things that have been done to accommodate a large number of students going to college has resulted in a change in the very nature of education. It's much more vocational. It's overwhelmingly vocational now. And so the experience has changed.
So would you say that this kind of new vocational education system, is it worse or better?
By simple views, I think it's crazy. We regularly hear now that not only are you going to have multiple jobs in the course of your life, you're going to have multiple careers in the course of your life. So to tie yourself to a single field, to a single vocational area, in a world that's changing constantly and dramatically, this seems to me crazy.
Would you say that in a way students have brought on most of these costs themselves?
They have. I mean, in some ways it makes perfect sense. So in most cases, if somebody says, would you like this for that? You'd say, yes, of course. But you have to see it in the context of that's only one of the things that you're paying for, and these things add up. But I think one of the curious things about universities, of course, is that the students sometimes will be asked to vote on these things. And they vote, and what they're essentially doing is voting that later generations will pay. They're not going to pay. They're leaving. They're graduating. They're moving off to take a job somewhere. But their juniors and the sophomores behind them are going to actually pay. That's not the way the real world usually works, but it's one of the ways universities work. And, of course, if administrators want certain kinds of facilities, they turn to students, they say, do you want it? And the students say yes. Then all of a sudden the students have to pay for it. And if anybody challenges the administrators say, well, the students wanted that.
What do you hope that readers take away after reading your ebook?
I would hope that this would answer the question that they have, you know, why is college so expensive? Everyone keeps, I mean, it seems like every day someone asks that question. I would hope that they would take my ebook and see all of this material pulled together. And they would understand that some of the reasons why it's so expensive makes sense. There are some things that we're paying for that we really need, and there's some things we're paying for we probably don't need, and there's some things that we're paying for that are nice to have, and we don't want to give them up, but we've decided to pay for them. And I'd just like people to all know that.
That's this week's exam. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.